Okay, let's dive into the Australian housing market. Something's really changed, hasn't it?
It really has.
We're so far past that whole era of just aggressive rate refinancing. The new default seems to be improve, not move.
That's our mission for this deep dive, exactly, to get under the hood of this renovation boom.
So why is this happening now?
We want to lay out the structural and financial reasons and really extract that operational framework for you so you get not just that it's happening, but why, and crucially, how it's being financed.
And the thing that jumps out immediately from the source material is just the brutal cost of moving house.
It's staggering.
I mean, if you're in a major city, you're looking at instantly burning 80, maybe $100,000 of capital.
Yeah, just to change your address, think about it. Stamp duty alone can be 40, even 60 grand.
And that's before agent fees. It's capital that just vanishes, zero equity return.
Precisely. Now contrast that with a $100,000 reno budget.
Right.
Every single one of those dollars is invested directly back into your asset. It's a wealth preservation play, really.
It sounds purely financial, but there's more to it, isn't there? That whole location lock-in idea.
Absolutely. It's emotional. You love the community. The schools are right. But the house itself just isn't working anymore.
And a lot of our housing stock is just getting old.
That's a huge driver. All those homes from the 80s and 90s, they're hitting that 30-year mark where they need serious capital-intensive work.
Okay, so if we connect that need to the bigger picture, the timing here seems critical.
It's everything. The HIA forecasts show we're on what they call a renovation plateau right now, but it's set to trend way up into a proper boom by 2026.
And that's being driven by those equity-rich but cash-poor households.
That's the cohort. They've got the value on paper, but they're still constrained by current borrowing costs. They want to act, but they're waiting.
But waiting seems risky because on the other side, you have a massive supply problem.
A critical one. There's a huge labor shortage. All the skilled trades are getting snapped up for big government infrastructure projects.
So you're stuck. Do you wait for a potential rate cut that saves you a bit each month? Or do you lock in a builder now before they're impossible to find?
Look, the advisory insight is pretty clear on this. You should be viewing 2025 as your planning and approval year.
Get ahead of the bottleneck.
Exactly. Secure your builder, secure your finance now. Because any savings from a future rate cut could be completely wiped out by higher construction costs when everyone else rushes the market.
Okay, so that brings us to the actual deal. How do you structure it? The sources mention this Reno Matrix framework.
Yeah, it's a great way to think about it. It splits the financing into two main paths. First, you've got the simple one, the cosmetic top-up.
So a new kitchen, that sort of thing.
Right, non-structural work. Funds are often just released to you as a cash out. Some lenders are quite flexible here. You might get up to $250,000 without needing LMI.
But what if I want to do the big stuff, like add a whole new extension?
Ah, now that's the second path, high complexity. That's a structural construction loan.
And that works differently.
Completely. You need a fixed price contract, and here's the key part. The bank uses an on-completion valuation.
Meaning they value the house based on what it will be worth?
Yes. They value the future, renovated home, which lets you borrow against that higher equity. It can be the only way to make the numbers work.
And there's another angle here, a really interesting one, the green renovations.
This is a huge, untapped opportunity. Lenders are offering real rate discounts, maybe 0.15% to 0.45% off your entire mortgage.
The entire
A
balance.
whole lot. If you do three eligible upgrades, think solar panels, induction cooktop, a heat pump, it's a massive incentive.
Okay, let's wrap with the biggest risk you flagged. What was it? The valuation gap.
Yes, this is so important. People mistakenly believe that spending $200,000 on a reno automatically adds $200,000 in market value.
But it often doesn't.
Not if it's too personalized or, overspecced for the area. It might only add $100,000 in value. And knowing that is absolutely vital if you're relying on that on-completion valuation.
make sense. So, in a market where just moving costs you 100 grand, the final thought for you is, are you maximizing your investment by getting ahead of the curve and targeting those upgrades that actually pay you back through lender incentives? Something to really think about for your 2025 strategy.